Okay, we are on page Kuf Mem Beis, and we're starting in Simon Shin Yud Tes If Yud Beis. Simon Kuf Mem Beis, page Kuf Mem Beis, Simon Shin Yud Tes If Yud Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kol Mokim Shemutzah L'Sanen Yain B'Sodeh. Any case we discussed in the previous Sif, where it's permitted to filter wine through a scarf. Mutzah L'Sanenai, page 284, Mutzah L'Sanenai B'Kfifa Mitzvah, you're allowed to filter it also to a kefifa mitzvah. So what's a kefifa mitzvah? Some type of basket. And he explains, Perush kupa sho'isen mina goyme u'mine arava. It's some type of a box or basket that you make out of reeds or willow branches. So some, right, some translate it as a Egyptian basket, but either way, however you translate it, it's some type of wicker basket. So you're allowed to pour the wine through there, and somehow it's going to hold all the sediment in the hole, and the wine will go through the holes, and the sediment will remain. It's not a regular way of filtering; it's a shinui. And you need to be careful that you don't raise up the basket from the base of the kli by a tefach. Means you're putting inside; you're taking this basket and putting it inside a larger bucket or whatever it is. Make sure that you don't leave an airspace of a tefach between the bottom of the lower bucket and the bottom of the basket that's being put inside it, like resting in the rim of it. Otherwise, we'll see. Why? Because you need to. Well, mishum shini, because you need to make a change. Now, what's this all about? Back to page kuf mem beis sif katan mem zayin, the last line. Kol mokim. Any case where he says you're allowed to filter with a headscarf. It's coming to include, according to the first opinion, page 284 now on the Mishnah Berurah, Da'afilu yayin shu ocho ksas, da'asu v'san la b'mishameres, even wine that's a little bit cloudy, where we said you're not allowed to put it through a regular filter, or canal, afilu hochi mutzal san la b'kvifa mitzvah, we said, according to the first opinion of the previous sif, you're allowed to put it through a headscarf, you're allowed to also pour it through a Egyptian basket or a reed basket. She'ena asuya l'shameh ba b'yemaisachol, you don't usually filter it with it during the week. It's an unusual kli to use. And same thing applies to water as well. Ben slulim, ben achum, it makes us whether it's clear water or a little bit cloudy. Mutzal sanin al yada, you're allowed to use this kfifa mitzvah, this basket, reed basket, to filter the water. Sifkot mem ches, but kfifa mitzvah, you're allowed to use this basket. Voisa kli ha'osei kanafa. Now, as for this kli that is made like a sieve, that you use for filtering, draining. Since it's specifically meant for filtering, even though it's not a regular meshamer, it's not a regular strainer, but it's made in the form of such a strainer, a filter. Therefore, since it's meant for that purpose specifically, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Therefore, if you're going to use it, the only thing you could actually filter through it is clear wine or clear water. We said it's not that anyone would really drink it, pretty much. Most people would drink it, or everyone would drink it. We had two different opinions. Since people would drink the water or the wine in this state without filtering, so when you filter it, you're not really doing anything, and that's why it would be mutter. Look, now, Bereish, Sif, Yud, as we learned again earlier in two Sifim ago. So then we said, but when you put this kfifa mitzvah, this basket, and you use it for the filtering, which is allowed, we said, but you have to be careful to raise that you shouldn't have it raised up from the bottom of the kli by a tefach. What's this about? Mishnah Berurah again, Memtes. You shouldn't do it as you would during the week. Uvnechol, weekday activity. And there's another issue we're going to discuss. Therefore, when it comes, however, to water or wine that are clear, that we really discussed multiple times, that you can even put that through a strainer because you know there's no malacha involved because you don't need to do that to drink it. People drink it without filtering. Memela mutalag biyab kufa tefach yosa. You're allowed to also do it even if there's a gap of between the bottom of the basket and the kli by a tefach. That's okay. There's no problem with that because it's all about uvn dechol. Again, if the whole concern with not having a tefach space is to avoid uvn dechol with the activity, well, that's only a problem when a real malacha is taking place, or potentially a malacha. But since we said that clear wine, clear water is not relevant to the malacha because it's completely drinkable as is, therefore there's no problem to have a tefach airspace underneath it. However, there's other reasons, which we're going to see now. But I'm bi'alocha, shebi'an, we explain the bi'alocha, the how be rishonim sovim. There's a number of many rishonim hold, not like we thought. The reason that you have to make sure there's no tefach gap between the bottom of the basket and the where the bottom of the kli. The reason you can't have a tefach there is mishum chashash oil, the shiur b'tefach, because you're making an oil when you put the basket into the larger container. You're making oil, which the shear of an oil to be considered an oil is a tefach. You're going to, if you make a tefach airspace, you're making some type of temporary oil. Well, if therefore, if it's all about making an oil, then even if you take clear wine and clear water and you filter it, then you're not doing it might not be a problem of the melacha of boire, but it would be a problem of making a temporary oil, and therefore it would apply in that case. There's a big machlokes of Rishonim. Again, in the case where you're taking clear wine and clear water, where there's definitely no problem of boire, is there a problem of the Shulchan Aruch to put it, position the upper basket in a way where it makes an airspace of a tefach underneath it? So if you hold the problem with oil, then yes, it will be. Then even if there's no filtering problem, there would be an oil problem. The situation where we say the concern for making an oil, an issa of making an oil, is when you cover the entire area. It means you cover the entire airspace, the entire cavity is covered by the kli. If you're holding it rather than just putting it, like settling it, wedging it inside the kli, you're actually just holding onto it and you're leaving part of it. Part of the kli is not covered. You're holding the basket in a way where it's not settled inside the kli. It's just, you're just filtering the wine by pouring it through the basket, and the basket is positioned where it's not completely covering the airspace of the kli. Then and you're pouring with the other hand, mutter afila b'yisa metefach, and it doesn't matter about the airspace underneath because you didn't make a kli, you didn't make an oil. The gam l'tam ha-shulchan aruch sesur alei mishum nishinoi, and even the Shulchan Aruch was concerned about making it different to the way you do it during the week, eshu the gam ve shinoi mikri, holding it in this way might also be considered enough of a shinoi to make it mutter. But b'fat im hayat sorol, certainly if it was clear wine or water, it would be okay. The ain sarach ze ha-shinoi klal l'tam ha-rishon, because according to the reason of filtering, then if it's clear, then nothing to worry about anyway. Again, there were two possible reasons for not having a tefach airspace, either because of uvn dechol, it looks like weekday activity or filtering, and the second reason is oil. So if you're holding onto the kli and only covering part of the airspace, then it's not an oil problem. And it also could be it's not a problem of uvn dechol, since you're doing it in this unusual way. Moving on, Sif, you'd
put like a gimbal.
Hold on. Yeah.
You put dishes away in the cup. So you have a couple of bowls you put away in the cupboard on Shabbos. You have to be careful that you don't have a tefach between them, if they don't stack, like, you know.
And if you want, other. you're not interested in the airspace over there, so it wouldn't be a problem. If you're interested in the airspace, even if you're not doing it for shelter, then that really gets into a shy little job on, depending on how you do it.
Space to help.
Yeah, you want the airspace, yeah. That's why it's more of a problem here. Yeah. We discussed this in Simon Shin Teslov. Okay, Yud Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. I didn't pause it. Kli Shema Awin, a kli where you pour. Perush Merikim Boy Yain Meachavis. You pour from a barrel. You pour the wine into this container. La Yitain Befiv Kashin Teisamim Bechazka. Don't force straw and little pieces of wood into the opening of the kli you're pouring into. Shein Lecha Masanez Gedele Mizu. There's no greater way of filtering than that. You're trying to filter the sediment by pouring the wine, and it's going through all this thorns and straw. That holds the sediment, and all the wine runs through it, and that is a way of filtering, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. Sifkot nun, lo yitin, word seloima. Now, feel a mayor of Shabbos, even if you want to set it up that way before Shabbos, because there's some dech, where we should have to filter it, pour it through there on Shabbos, that's also awesome. Not because you're setting it up on Shabbos, even if you set it up before Shabbos, you just pour through it on Shabbos, will be a problem. The Shulchan Aruch must be talking here about where the wine is a bit cloudy with sediment. The imu yain solol, because it's completely clear wine, and you're only filtering it because of these little, as we mentioned already, these little pieces of wood that might be floating around, which doesn't really disturb anyone. So it's really basically clear wine. After mishameres marshmuta, even to use an actual strainer we discussed already earlier, filter is permitted. No canal sif yud. So here we're talking about when it's a bit cloudy, and therefore it's a problem to use an actual filter. But this is called an actual filter when you put the straw or the whatever in the opening, because it stops, it blocks all the sediment. Nun aleph, b'chazka, you put it in forcefully, you wedge it in, well, press it in. The derechu l'troiv piv b'choizik, the way is to do it in a forceful manner to get into the mouth of the opening of the kli. G'deshi akvu hakesamim v'atinoifis l'avot, that stops any piece of wood or any dirt from going through. And therefore it becomes like a strainer, it's like a regular filter, and that's why you can't use it on Shabbos. because there's no greater filter than this, says the Shulchan Aruch. But is that really, are we really saying it's a deraisa? So he points out, it's not actually a filter, but it looks like a filter. It's not really one, it's not really a deraisa. Shall we over in Bashman, because there is sediment that goes through. And the sediment does get through that blockage. It just So what is it actually blocking, this thing, after all? This thing with the straw, you put straw and whatever in the opening of the kli, what does it actually block? It does not block the sediment. The sediment will run through between the gaps. What does it block? It blocks pieces of wood and dirt. So it's kind of a partial strainer, partial filter. And that's why it's not a deraisa, according to the run. It's only like a strainer. Which Loshna the Shulchan Aruch though was, there's no greater filter than this. Well, it's not so great after all, is it? So what does it mean? It doesn't do it to block everything, but it will block pieces of wood and dirt from going through, and therefore it, in that way, it's a very successful filter. Not fully successful because it can't block the sediment, but if you're trying to stop the dirt from going through on the piece of wood, then it's doing a full job, and that's why it's called Ein Lecha. There's no greater filter. For what? For certain things. It's a great filter for certain things and a useless filter for other things. So what's great about it is to filter the things like the dirt and the pieces of wood. That's what the Shulchan Aruch meant, but really, he seems to come out that it's actually a drabon on here, not a deraisa. Yud Dalet is the last sif for today. Says the Shulchan Aruch. It's important in Boyerebe. Mutter la'arois, they all are really. Okay, mutter la'arois benachas mekli lechaveyo. You're allowed to pour gently from one kli to another. What are you pouring? We don't know yet. Rovad, she is a bit, as long as you're careful, she yifseika kiluach, that when the stream stops, the maschilin leyred in its soitsois katanois, and it shows bachoina, mitrechas soiles, yafseg yenichem imashmoim. That, again, as we're talking here about wine, so you're pouring wine through, you've got wine in a barrel, and at the bottom of the wine, you've got all the sediment. So if you start pouring the wine, you don't mix up first, you just start, if you mix all up, the sediment mixes into the whole thing. But if you don't, if you just pour gently, then the first 80%, let's say, of the wine is being poured without any sediment mixed in. So when you pour that from one kli to another, that's perfectly okay. But when you get to the last part of the wine, which is where it actually is mixed with the sediment, the bottom part of the wine, you've got to be careful over there what you're doing. So you have to leave that part with the sediment and not pour it. Because if you don't stop pouring then, when you pour the last part, you are separating the wine from the sediment, and that could really be mixed up over there. Now, why is this a problem though? Again, if we're talking about boira over here, so you're simply just pouring out wine from one kli to another gently. Even if you get to the bottom and you're pouring the wine from the sediment, but isn't that taking the good from the bad, right? And you're doing it for immediate use, you're doing it by hand, you're not using a kli to do it, so why would that be a problem? We're going to deal with that. What is the case here that will make it problematic? Says the Ramah, Mutter lagbia hechabis al eze davash kadeshi kalach memenu hayayin hetev. You're allowed to lift up a barrel on top of something else in order that the wine should flow out well. We'll have to see what that means when we get there. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkotan and Gimel. So he said the first part of the pouring, obviously got wine with sediment at the bottom, the first part has nothing to do with boira. The top 80% of the wine is not mixed with anything, so that's not even boira, even though it's really one unit of wine, so to speak. But pouring the first 80% doesn't do anything. But when you get to the bottom now, and you start to pour the last part of the wine where it really is mixed with the sediment, that's where the problem starts. That's what he's talking about now. And it means like the sparks or the, what do you call it? The spritzers. Is there spritzers in English? After you finish the actual pouring, and you now got to the last part where it's not really pouring anymore, it's kind of dripping out. When you tip the wine at that point, it's dripping away from the sediment down out of the kli. So in that case, that's what we're talking about. Nundalad muchi, it proves that you're doing an act of boira. But say lima de muchakshu boiram mitoch apsoles shebeshulei kli. But it shows when you're pouring the stage, it's dripping, that it's, you're taking out the wine from the refuse, from the sediment at the bottom of the kli. But the beginning, when you can't even see the psoles, and it's just at the bottom of the barrel, then that's not an act of boira. It's not mixed with the sediment at this point, that part, the part you're pouring out. It doesn't look like you're doing boira, so it's totally mutter. But the last part is a problem of boira. Now here's where we get to why it really is a problem, because as I mentioned, if you're pouring out the good from the bad, without using a kli and you're doing for immediate use, why would it be a problem? So nun hei shu bayre umay shu roitzel ishtoitach lachaz man. The case of the Shulchan Aruch is when you want to drink the wine later, so you don't have one of your conditions to be able to permit the bayre. You might be doing it by hand and you might be doing it good from the bad, but you're not doing it for immediate use, so you wouldn't. So it's a problem of bayre. Right, the imbedaita is still out because you plan on drinking immediately. If you got your three conditions in place, good from the bad, not using a kli, and doing it for immediate use, then it's mutter. And in those two, using a kli, so you say, is that called boyer b'kli? No, it's not, because the real boyer just goes through your movements of your hands, the angle that you pour it, whatever.
But
if you put, again, we had this earlier, if you put the little piece of wood in the mouth, you press them into the mouth of the kli that you're pouring into in order that it should filter the wine that comes through it. But there, I feel allowed to offer. That would not be permitted even for immediate use. Unless you stop, I mean, the first part of the wine is not a problem because there is no sediment mixed in. There's no filtering going on. But it's, if you don't stop at the end and you actually continue where it gets to the end, where the sediment and the wine, it really is coming through together, there, the chashiv kabayu ala de kli, you're using the filter on the mouth of the second kli to filter out the sediment. That will be awesome. You're not allowed to pour off the fat from the gravy or from the soup. Even if you're not using a spoon to do it, you're just using a kli to pour it out. Where here again, you're not using a kli, you're just doing it by hand. You're tipping out the top layer of the soup, which is like the fatty part. It's still awesome. Because the fat is considered to be the refuse, comparing it to the soup, whatever. Unless you want to eat the fatty part, then pouring out the fatty part means you're pouring out the bad. If you want to eat the fat, the fatty part, drink it, whatever you want to do with it exactly, then for immediate use is okay. But if you don't want it for immediate use, or you don't want the fat, you just want the soup underneath, then it's an act of bayah, you're taking out the bad from the good. Very similar, as we learned already earlier. And this is a famous heta. If together with pouring out the fat, you also pour out some of the soup, again, the fat layer on top of the soup, but you're pouring out the fat with a little bit of soup as well, then that's okay, because that's not called taking the bad from the good. It's taking out bad and good from the good, which is all right. That is a famous heta that works many times. If you want to, like, if you want to take out the bad, they take out some of the good with it, then it looks like it's usually okay. There's a discussion in the Achronim about it, but the Mishnah Berurah is writing that. And then the Rama added that you're allowed to lift up the barrel on top of something in order that it should flow well. What was that talking about? Nun Vav in the Mishnah Berurah, the last one for today. Kadesh Yikalach, it should pour out well. V'afapisha al yedei veh yoyred yayin gam mitrech hashmarim. But if by pouring at this angle, if you're lifting up high, so it's going to get a steep angle on the pouring, you're going to also get the wine out that's mixed up with the sediment. Again, the same case as before, as the Shulchan Aruch was talking about, as long as you're not actually getting to the point where the wine, the drips of wine are coming out from the sediment area, then that's okay. And even that will be okay if you're doing it for immediate use, as we saw earlier. But that's why it's okay over here. Adkan.